Okay, let's unpack this. We spend so much time on the show talking about what you might call the laptop class. You know, the people who sit in those Herman Miller chairs sipping nitro cold brew, staring at Slack all day.
Right, the knowledge workers, the email warriors.
Exactly. But that is, well, it's not the whole economy. In fact, it's not even the most critical part of the economy when your pipe bursts at 3 in the morning. The real economy, the people-powered economy. It looks very different. It's sweaty, it's mobile, and it's constantly on the move.
It creates a completely different set of challenges. We're talking about pest control technicians, home health nurses, movers, specialized cleaners, the people who are actually out there, on the front lines doing the physical work.
And today we are doing a deep dive into two very specific players to see what happens when you smash them together to solve the biggest problem these frontline businesses face. So, in one corner, we have Ask Nicely.
Ask Nicely is a fascinating platform. They call themselves the personal trainer for customer experience. They're built specifically for these people-powered businesses. Their whole mission is to gather feedback to motivate those frontline teams.
And in the other corner, we have a piece of technology that, I mean, it frankly feels like it fell out of a time machine from 5 years in the future. It's called Auto Content API.
This is the heavy hitter.
Yeah.
It's marketed as an industrial engine for content. Think of it as a much more powerful enterprise-grade alternative to something like Google's Notebook LM. It automates the creation of high-quality audio, video, and text all through an API.
So we have the Compass Ask Nicely telling you where to go, and then we have the Engine Auto Content API building the media to get you there.
Exactly. And the mission for this deep dive is to explore how that specific Engine Auto Content API could completely revolutionize the way a company like Ask Nicely solves its core problem.
Which is getting the message to the messenger, right?
Getting the message to the messenger in a format they can actually use. Because how do you turn customer feedback into action when your employees are never, ever at a desk?
That is the million-dollar question. And here's where it gets really interesting. The sources for Auto Content API talk about a concept called content transformation versus just generation.
That was a crucial distinction. Generation is just making stuff. Transformation, that's alchemy.
Right. It's not about writing new memos that no one reads. It's about taking the data you already have, like the customer feedback Ask Nicely collects, and instantly converting it into formats that these time-poor workers can actually consume. We're talking automated podcasts, vertical videos, the works.
It's all about changing the medium to fit the lifestyle of the worker.
Yeah.
And that brings us right to the core problem Ask Nicely identifies in their own documentation.
Okay, let's dive into that. The time-poor paradox.
If you look at the Ask Nicely source material, they're brutally honest about who their users are. These are frontline teams. They're jumping from issue to issue. A pest control technician finishes a job, gets in the truck, and drives to the next one. They are not checking email. They are not logging into a portal to read a PDF report on their Net Promoter Score.
I love that gym analogy Ask Nicely uses. They say collecting feedback without a strategy is like going to the gym without a plan. You put in the effort, you sweat, but you don't, get the muscles.
It's like a perfect analogy. But here's the snag. Traditionally, the workout plan businesses send to their employees is what, a 10-page report sent via email.
And that pest control guy is never going to see it. He's navigating traffic, he's got equipment to check, physically cannot read a report.
Exactly. The loop is broken. The company knows what's wrong, but the person who can fix it never gets the memo. And this is where Auto Content API enters the picture with what they call the audio revolution.
The audio revolution, it sounds a little dramatic, but when you think about it, audio is unique.
It is the only eyes-free medium. I mean, audio is the fastest-growing consumption segment, specifically because of connected cars and smartphones. It's the only content you can consume while doing something else.
Like driving a pest control truck.
Like driving a pest control truck. So let's play this out. Imagine Ask Nicely integrates Auto Content API. Instead of sending a written report about a drop in customer satisfaction, what happens?
I'm picturing it now.
Well, according to the Auto Content documentation, you can set up a private podcast network. So the API takes that raw data, maybe a dip in the Net Promoter Score or some specific feedback about punctuality, and it automatically generates a 5-minute morning briefing podcast.
A podcast just for that employee or the team.
It could be for the whole team. Picture this. The technician gets in his truck at 7 a.m., his phone connects to Bluetooth, he hits play on his podcast app. And instead of silence or the same three songs on the radio, he hears a high-quality two-voice AI conversation summarizing yesterday's customer feedback.
Like, hey, Dave, great job on the Smith House, but we noticed you forgot to explain the chemical safety protocol.
Exactly. It highlights what went wrong, gives a quick tip on how to fix it, and maybe shares a win from another team member.
That is wild. And he's doing this while driving to the first job, so he's working while he's commuting.
Precisely. He's learning without stopping his workflow. This solves what AutoContent calls the production bottleneck. Ask Nicely has always had the insight, they know what needs to be fixed, but traditionally, they lacked the media production capacity to share it effectively.
Because you can't hire a radio producer for every single branch office.
You go bankrupt. But with the API, the cost is, you know, cents on the dollar.
You mentioned cents. The source material actually breaks this down, and I want to make sure the listener understands the scale here. A produced podcast episode like the one you're listening to right now, human research, human host, editing, that costs hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars.
Correct. Easily.
So what does the API cost?
The source says it costs about 10 to 200 credits per episode. In real money, that's roughly 10 cents to 2 euros per episode.
Okay, that changes the math entirely. If it costs 10 cents to make a daily briefing, you don't save it for the annual review. You do it every single morning.
It effectively democratizes high-quality audio production. It treats media as a utility, like electricity, rather than some kind of luxury craft.
Okay, so we've got the team informed. We fixed the errors. But Ask Nicely isn't just about correcting errors. One of their big selling points is motivation.
Right. They talk heavily about praise and the need to reinforce positive behavior.
The source mentioned team leads competing for the top of the leaderboard. Gamification is huge in these apps, but there's a limit to how much a generic good job badge on a screen really motivates someone, right?
And this is where we run into what I like to call the CEO paradox.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. What is the CEO paradox?
It's simple psychology. Everyone wants to hear from the boss. If your direct manager says, good job, that's nice. If the CEO of the entire company says, great job handling that difficult client, Sarah, that means 10 times more.
But the CEO has zero time to record hundreds of personal messages.
They barely have time to eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So the paradox is, the voice that carries the most weight is the voice that is least available.
Until now.
Exactly. AutoContent API has a solution, voice cloning.
Now, I know some people get a little weirded out by AI voices. Mm. We've all heard that robotic GPS voice. But the reviews in the source material say these voices are natural, steady, and believable.
The tech has moved way, way beyond the robotic era. It captures intonation, pacing, even warmth. So let's apply this to Ask Nicely. Let's say a customer leaves a promoter, score a 5-star review, for a mover who went above and beyond.
Okay, I'm with you.
Ask Nicely detects that score. Using an integration tool like Zapier or Make.com, which AutoContent supports natively, that review triggers a workflow. The API takes the text of the review, writes a short script, and generates an audio file using the cloned voice of the CEO.
So the mover gets a message on his phone, and it's the CEO's actual voice saying, hey, I just saw Mrs. Johnson gave you 5 stars. Incredible work today.
In minutes, it moves feedback from static insights, a chart on a screen, to a genuine emotional connection. You are hearing the boss's voice. That is incredibly powerful for retention and morale in these high turnover industries.
That is a game changer for culture. It feels personal, even though it's automated. And I guess the transparency matters here. You can tell them it's AI, but the sentiment is real.
Exactly. The CEO wants to thank everyone. The tool just allows them to actually do it.
So that covers the internal side training and motivation. But let's zoom out a bit. Ask Nicely also helps companies grow.
Yes. Earned growth is a huge part of their philosophy.
And they have some killer case studies. I was reading about Cinch. It's a home services company. They increased their net promoter score from a negative 13.7 to over 40.
That is a massive turnaround. That's the difference between a failing business and a market leader. It's huge.
It's a huge success story. But here is the problem. How do you tell the world? Usually you write a case study, a PDF.
Which, let's be honest, very few potential customers are going to read, maybe a few diehard analysts. To really market that success, you want video. You want a documentary-style interview with the team at Cinch. You want short clips for TikTok and LinkedIn.
But again, we hit that bottleneck. The source says professional video production costs anywhere from, what, $3,000 to $10,000 per project? You can't do that for every success story.
Unless you use the explainer video and shorts endpoints of the AutoContent API.
Walk me through this. How does a PDF become a TikTok?
It's fascinating. Ask Nicely could take that text-based case study about Cinch and just feed it into the API. The API extracts the narrative, the struggle of the negative score, the changes they made, the victory of the plus 40 score. It then automatically produces a 60-second vertical video.
Complete with? What? Avatars? Stock footage?
AI avatars, synchronized lip syncing, auto-generated subtitles, background imagery. It's a faceless channel strategy, totally automated. And because the cost is so low, we're talking about 400 credits, roughly 4 euros asked nicely could produce a video for every single positive case study they have.
So they go from having one expensive hero video per year to having hundreds of customer-proof videos flooding social media.
Volume is the new competitive advantage. The source explicitly states that in an economy of content saturation, the winner is the one who can decouple production from human time constraints.
And there was another feature that really blew my mind regarding this, instant globalization.
Yes. This is massive for a SaaS company like Ask Nicely that might want to expand it to Europe or Asia.
So they have this Cinch case study video in English.
The API supports over 50 languages. They can instantly republish that success story in Spanish, German, Japanese, and French. The API transcribes, translates, and then resynthesizes the audio.
Wait, so the avatar is now speaking Spanish?
Correct. And the lip sync adapts. So just like that, without hiring a local marketing team in Tokyo or Berlin, Ask Nicely multiplies their total addressable market. They are suddenly a global brand in their content strategy.
It's incredible leverage. You do the work once, get the result for Cinch, and then the technology squeezes every single drop of marketing value out of it across the entire globe.
And it's not just about reacting to what you've already done. There's a proactive element here, too. The auto content sources highlight something they call deep research.
This sounded like something out of a spy movie, the deep research endpoint. What is it actually doing?
It's surprisingly robust.
Yeah.
Unlike a standard chatbot that might just hallucinate facts, this endpoint uses autonomous agents to browse the live web, read reputable sources, and then synthesize the findings.
So how does a customer experience platform like Ask Nicely use that?
Well, Ask Nicely promises to help businesses focus. Mm. They want to be thought leaders. So imagine they use the API to monitor social intelligence.
Like tracking Twitter or Reddit.
Exactly. The API can integrate with data feeds from X and Reddit. It can monitor discussions in the home services or health and wellness sectors, which are Ask Nicely's target industries.
Okay, so let's say it spots a trend. People on Reddit are complaining about, I don't know, pest control technicians always being late. Why are they never on time?
The API identifies that trend in real time. It sees the sentiment as negative. It then uses the deep research endpoint to find data on why technicians are late. Maybe it's traffic. Maybe it's scheduling software issues.
And then?
Then it automatically generates a sought leadership article or even a podcast episode titled Solving the Punctuality Problem in Pest Control. And it positions Ask Nicely's software as the solution to that problem.
So it's newsjacking.
Exactly. But automated. Instead of a marketing team needing a weekly meeting to decide what to write about, the system is constantly scanning for problems. Ask Nicely can solve and creating content that addresses them.
It allows them to be first to market with insights. While competitors are still just reading the Reddit thread, Ask Nicely has already published the solution.
That shifts them from just managing feedback to leading the industry conversation.
Yeah.
And again, this is all happening in the background.
That brings us to the nuts and bolts of this. Because when we talk about APIs, endpoints, webhooks, I mean, eyes can glaze over. Business owners get scared that they need to hire a team of developers.
And that's the biggest misconception here. The source emphasizes that this is an API-first philosophy, but it lives in a no-code ecosystem.
What does that actually mean for a business owner?
It means it's not a tool you log into. It's infrastructure. It's plumbing. But you don't need to be a master plumber to use it.
Yeah.
You use tools like Make.com or Zapier to snap the pieces together.
Like Legos.
Exactly. You don't need a team of software engineers.
So paint me a picture of the workflow. If I'm, say, running things at the place, Ask Nicely, how hard is this to set up?
It's incredibly linear. Step one, Ask Nicely captures a review from a customer. That's the trigger. Step two, Make.com sees that new review. Step three, Make sends the text of that review to the auto content API. Step four, the API generates a training audio clip for the employee AND, a marketing video short for social media.
Huh.
Step five, it gets published or emailed automatically.
And no human touched it after the customer hit submit.
Zero human intervention. And the cost for that entire chain, maybe 4 or 5 euros, compare that to the manual cost of, what, $300 or more to have a human create those assets?
It aligns so perfectly with Ask Nicely's tagline, Simpler change. It's automating the heavy lifting of communication.
That's the key value proposition. Ask Nicely provides the compass. They tell you the direction, the feedback, the score. Auto Content API provides the engine, the content production capacity to actually move the ship.
Because knowing you have a problem is one thing. Creating the training material to fix it is a whole other beast.
Precisely. Most companies stall at the knowing phase because the doing phase is too expensive or time-consuming. This just removes the friction of doing.
You know, we've covered a lot here, from private podcasts for pest control guys to cloned CEOs giving praise to global marketing videos generated from PDFs.
It's a convergence of data and media, wow. Really.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? If you are running a business or you're just interested in where tech is going, why should you care about this specific combination?
Because we are leaving the era where content creation was a craft, limited by how many hours a human could type or record. We are entering an era where content is a utility, just like computing power.
It's abundant.
It's abundant and it's instant. If you have the data like Ask Nicely does, you now have the ability to turn that data into any media format you want instantly and at scale.
So it's not about replacing the humans. It's about giving the humans superpowers. The pest control guy gets better training so he can do his job better. The CEO gets to praise more people, building a better culture. The marketing team gets to tell more stories.
Exactly. It amplifies the human element rather than erasing it, strangely enough. By automating the tedious production stuff, the editing, the filming, the translating, you enable more actual connection between people.
That is a fascinating way to look at it. We usually think of automation as cold, but here it's being used to create warmth.
And it leads me to a question I think everyone should consider.
I'll lay it on us.
In a world where your competitor can automatically turn a customer's complaint into a training podcast for their entire fleet by the next morning, or turn a single positive review into a global marketing campaign in 5 languages in an hour, what happens to the companies that are still waiting for a monthly meeting to discuss feedback?
Oof. Yeah, when you put it like that, the speed of adaptation is going to be the difference between surviving and thriving, isn't it?
Speed is the new currency, and automation is the only way to afford it.
Well, on that note, we are going to wrap up this deep dive. Whether you're managing a fleet of trucks or just trying to manage your own inbox, remember, the tools are changing, but the goal is always better connection.
Well said.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay curious, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.